Phil Moss, good morning. Could you have your first can about 8 a.m. and still be up and about for the footy game at 2 p.m.?
Morning, Ray. Morning, Bulldog. Could I now or have I ever?
both questions, yeah.
Could I now? Not a chance. Have I ever? I'd be lying if I said no.
No, we've all been there, done that, yeah. Hey, plenty of footy action overnight. Let's go straight to the FA Cup semi-final. Big win for Manchester City, 1-0 against Chelsea.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Pep Guardiola, it's probably the unhappiest I've seen a winning manager, because he had a right go at the schedule of the game. Obviously, 72 hours they were back in action after being knocked out on penalties from the Champions League against Real Madrid. So he was just livid about, Coventry and Manchester United. They play at 12:30 tomorrow morning, our time. Why on earth that game wasn't the first game, and then Man City, Chelsea, the second game, he just couldn't get his head around that. And I totally understand his frustrations. I'm not sure player welfare is put at the heart of these decisions by people sitting behind desks. But anyway, that said, they found a way to push through the fatigue and the disappointment. You know, it was physical and mental for Manchester City. But they got their go-ahead goal late through Bernardo Silva, 84th minute, and held on for the win. Chelsea, you know, for their part, they had their chances. They just weren't clinical enough. And Poch said as much after the game. They didn't defend the goal well at all, and just couldn't put the ball in the back of the net at the other end. And in the end, Manchester City probably came off second best in the statistics, but the one that counted most was the scoreboard, and that's where they won.
A dual question here, Mossy. Arsenal go to the top, but Sheffield United have conceded their season is over.
Poor Sheffield.
Yeah, back to the Premier League, Bulldog, spot on. It's been a season of complete woe for Sheffield United, the Blades. And I think they're probably their manager, Chris Wilder, summed it up best when he said the Premier League is just such a powerful league, and they just haven't had the power to go with it. So you've really got to invest heavily when you make the step up to the Premier League, and make sure you've got the players in the key positions to survive in year one and then thrive thereafter. Sheffield just haven't been able to do that, so they will go down.
Mossy, how can you do that and stay in the Premier League if you haven't got the financial backing that some of the powerful clubs have? Like Sheffield coming up this year, they're always going to be hamstrung by just what they could actually get out there and buy.
Yeah, that's right. It's always a challenge, Ray. But I think the clubs that do it well invest the increased television rights that they get. They invest that money very, very well. The other end of it is now that they get balloon payments as they go back down to the Championship. So if you use them well, and you're shrewd with your recruitment and how you manage your roster, then you load the dice in your favour of getting back up. So that's obviously the next challenge. But you're right, it's you don't have a lot of time from promotion to day one of the new Premier League season, where you need to get the roster right and have the money to spend.
Now, Mossy, back to the men's A-League, a 9-man MacArthur
hurt.
What happened there?
Well, let's go. Let's not take anything away from MacArthur, first of all. So let's go there first and congratulate Milos Teodosic and his players, because it was a gritty, fighting win full of character. They won 1-0 over Sydney FC at Campbelltown, but they did it with 9 men. And 9 men, not 10. Ivan Viuta got sent off in the 37th minute for, I think, what is one of the most embarrassing red cards of the season. I don't think in a million years it was a red card. And Joe Lolley, who was the receiver of the on the receiving end of the tackle, it was even telling the referee it's not a red card. Free kick, yes, yellow card at worst, but definitely not a red card. So he was pleading with the referee on the field not to go to the VAR and not to give Boyitza a red card. So when the opposition player is saying that, I think that tells the story. And Tommy Smith got sent off in the 67th minute for an elbow to the face of Fabio. I can understand that one. I'm not going to be critical of the referees. The elbow was raised. It's to the interpretation of the referee and VAR. So I can't really complain too much with that one, although I still think it was soft. But the first one just ruined the game as a spectacle. 37th minute, you've got one team down to 10 men. and Sydney couldn't find the answers. It was a lethargic performance from Ulfac Tele's team, and you know, big puts a big dent in their top four hopes, because MacArthur now leapfrogged them inside the top six.
Exactly. And speaking of leapfrogging, Melbourne City have gone above the Wanderers with that 2-1 win at the Wanderers, and also Newcastle holding Wellington Phoenix to a 1-1 draw in the Hunter.
Yeah, that's right. We'll start there because that was Friday night. Gutsy performance from Newcastle. Wellington will rue that because that's 2 points dropped in their race for the Premier's plate, given the Mariners don't play this weekend because they're stuck in Dubai with those floods after their AFC Cup exploits during the week. So that game has been postponed and will probably have to be played. It's Mariners against Adelaide in Gosford. That'll probably have to be played after the last round because the Mariners play AFC Cup this week coming midweek, and then they've got their last round of the A-League next weekend. So that's thrown a spanner in the works. But Wellington were hoping to capitalise. They couldn't totally. But, you know, they won't be overly disappointed with a point going to Newcastle. Tough place to go. Newcastle did well. The Wanderers will wake up this morning with sore heads, not from partying last night, I can tell you that. That's a big shot in their heart for their top six hopes this season. They can still make it this next weekend if they get the 3 points and results go their way. But Melbourne City, at the end of the day, went to a very, very tough place and got a fantastic 3 points. So credit to Aurelio Vidmar and all the players. I think Matt Leckie was key in that result yesterday afternoon, but a big 3 points that put Melbourne City into the top six and dropped Western Sydney out with a round to play.
Now, Mossy, the A-League women's finals have arrived.
They have, Bulldog. We've got a double, not a double header, two games, both games today at the same time, same kickoff time. So that adds a little bit to the suspense, but it's a two-legged semi-final. Newcastle host Melbourne City this afternoon in Newcastle. Central Coast Mariners in Gosford host Sydney FC. Melbourne City will probably have a spring in their step after winning the Premier's plate on the last day and ripping it from the grasp of Sydney FC. So how Sydney deal with that disappointment coming into this game with a week off will be key. But as I said, this is the first leg of two. The next leg will be next Saturday and Sunday.
Just work it for your multi, Mossy. The Oliroos play tomorrow morning. They've got to beat Qatar and hope that Jordan beats Singapore to stay in the race to qualify for Paris. Three games there so far in the Asian Cup qualifiers. Haven't scored a goal, Mossy.
Yeah, it's not been a great tournament so far. And we've got to, as you said, we've got to rely on other results, get our 3 points against Qatar, first of all, rely on other results. And then we need to finish top three in the tournament. So we either need to make the final or win the semi-final to make the Olympic Games. And that is crucial for the development of these players.
Absolutely.
And the percentage of Oliroos that go to Socceroos and make careers themselves overseas, if they go to an Olympic Games versus if they don't, is a huge gap. So we need to make these Olympic Games. But the multi, and I'm not going to put them in the multi, Ray.
Yep.
I'm going to stick with Premier League. Everton to beat Nottingham Forest in a crucial, crucial game for Everton's survival hopes. Into Aston Villa to beat Bournemouth at home. Into Liverpool to beat Fulham away from home. What a horrible 10 days or so it's been for us, right?
Yeah.
As Liverpool fans, it's been terrible. But anyway, so there you go. Everton into Aston Villa into Liverpool.
Terrific. Hey, Mossy, appreciate it, mate. We'll talk next Sunday.
Have a great day, guys. Cheers.